Captain Talent Radio.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs, and I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, and I'm honored to be your host for tonight's call. I have an exceptional call, which in tonight's call could very probably be one of the best interviews that I've ever conducted in my 19-plus year career of hosting the More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. Backed by popular demand, I have the unequivocal privilege to introduce and interview tonight Alexis Romano. Alexis, are you on the call with me tonight?
I am, Jeff.
Outstanding. You sound great. I'm going to do a few quick announcements, then we'll move into the inspirational portion of tonight's interview. And I have people sending me messages already telling me how inspired they are to hear your content. If you are on tonight's call and you are brand new, welcome to the for your first call of More Heart Than Talent. I've been hosting this call for 19-plus years. This call is recorded and is available on playback on Podomatic. You can find that at podomatic.com, More Heart Than Talent. It goes up every Wednesday morning following the Tuesday night call. I've had a lot of great comments about the Brian Tracy interview, the Susan Sly interview, and some of the interviews that I've conducted and the content that I also delivered throughout the course of the last several years. There are archive calls also on my website, and these calls are free, downloadable, and great content for you. Tonight's call will be available at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. This Saturday, I will be in one of my favorite cities, a city that I actually lived in for 7 years, Kansas City, Missouri. It is not the city by the bay, but the city by the river. Kansas City is split by the Missouri River, has two cities, Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas, the same city, a beautiful, large metropolitan city where I have the unequivocal privilege of speaking with my exceptional friends and clients, Kaylin Hobbs, who is unequivocally crushing it. So Kaylin is my host this weekend, and what an honor to be able to be in one of my hometowns. And Friday night, I will be dining at Grozzo's. My good friend Michael Grozzo, the owner of 5 Italian restaurants, so you can probably surmise what I will be dining on Friday night. Another one of my friends, Eric Sweeney, is also the owner of Hayward's Barbecue. So a lot of entrepreneurs in my background in Kansas City. On May 20th, I will be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania with Don Ferrantino and Joe DiBianca. June 3rd, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Lisa Pazanza and Jackie Augustinelli are hosting me at that event. I have a lot of events lined up throughout the summer. Walnut Creek, California, June 24th. Los Angeles, June 27th. Long Island, July 8th. July 15th, La Jolla. July 22nd, Atlanta, and then August 5th, I will be in Las Vegas, Nevada with an all-star lineup of 7-figure income earners, Tara Romano, Jennifer Corliss Trinkner, Susan Sly, and myself, 12 to 4, Saturday, August 5th at the Bally's Hotel. I want to thank Sandy DiOrio for putting that fabulous event together. It will be an awesome event. Tickets are available on sale at goldenmastermind.com. And if you're on tonight's call and you have not experienced or you are serious about changing the quality of your life, you'd like to find out more about my coaching, I offer free 15-minute coaching sessions to people who are serious and committed about changing the quality of their situation. If you are open to that opportunity and want to find out more and serious about changing your life, you can inbox me with your phone number, and I will get back to you immediately. With that, I'm going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. It is my privilege to introduce to you one of the most exceptional women that I've ever had the privilege of collaborating with, hosting events, sharing content at events, being able to build great cultures with, Alexis Romano. I had the privilege of meeting Alexis almost 6 years ago this summer in Syracuse, New York, June 2011. I have unequivocally watched Alexis rise to the top of her company and her profession. She has gone on to be a multiple 6- and 7-figure income earner in her vocation. She's also a very accomplished multipreneur, owning multiple businesses, and she'll share with you a little bit about how she was able to accomplish some of her dreams and build the dynamic culture that she has built in her free enterprise network marketing business. Alexis, for the past 8 years, has coached, inspired, and motivated hundreds and thousands of people and assisted them to transform their lives, not only physically, but financially, emotionally, and spiritually. She has replaced her six-figure income as a high school counselor for over 20 years and assisting others on her team and throughout the network marketing industry. She's a seven-figure income earner in network marketing and is unequivocally living her true passion. Alexis, great to have you on tonight's call.
Oh, thank you so much, Jeff. It's always great to be on the call, and I appreciate everything that you do.
You, just so you know this, you're the second, you've spoken the second most of anyone on this call, with the exception of Susan Sly. So it's great to have you on tonight's call. Honored to have you. And I must say that you looked really good in that More Heart Than Talent promo that I saw on Facebook that our team put together. So just awesome to have you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, this is good marketing. It's a good picture of you. Good. That's your glam shot.
That's my glam shot.
Let's go back to where you and I started about a little under 6 years ago. You know, the end of June, it will be our six-year anniversary. Sometimes it seems like 6 minutes and 60 years. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Seems like yesterday you and I were dining alone in Hoboken, New Jersey, in that little Italian restaurant right off the side street. That was that great memories with you. I want to go ahead and edify you just here a little. I want you to contribute to what I'm about to add here. But you put yourself through college, achieved a master's degree, and taught for 20 years. While in the meantime, you also are developing a real estate business. You were waitressing, and you also had a cleaning business, along with getting with your education and climbing up through the educational ladder. You reached the peak of your profession, but while reaching the peak of profession, you found that it really wasn't your passion. I know that you were very skilled at teaching. It's not that you lost your interest, but the whole way that the educational system was delivering the content and the politics, I know, had an impact on you. Can you share with the listeners a little bit about why you decided to leave your teaching career after being so accomplished after 20 years?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Jeff. I mean, just to be honest, I was just really, really unhappy at the end of my career. I had transferred to another district because the salary was pretty much, it was like almost a $30,000 jump from the school that I was actually very happy in, but I wanted to create more money. I had just started my network marketing business, so I knew it would free up some of my time. But in that transfer, I just knew that it wasn't going to be a home for me. I felt completely disconnected. I had one friend who's actually on my team now in my network marketing business, and I literally went to work. My last 2 years were probably the worst of my career. The Sundays were just anxiety coupled with depression, and it just got worse and worse. And I used to go to bed so early just so I'd get the day over with.
I know exactly what you mean. I once had a straight commission sales job working for Southwestern Bell, and I dreaded Sunday afternoon because I knew Monday loomed. And I would be safe to say that there are probably some listeners on tonight's call who either have been through that or are in the process of doing that right now. They're in the process of transformation. Now, I have the privilege of knowing your history because I've spent 6 years watching you really rise to the ascension and really rise to the top of your profession that I've watched you accomplish. But prior to me meeting you in 2011, you had been in your network car marketing company for 2 years, give or take. So that would have been around 2009. What were those first 2 years of your free enterprise business like?
Well, I actually didn't know what I was doing. You know, I didn't really know anything about network marketing. My mother did Avon when I was a kid, so that's really the extent of what I knew. But I was really overwhelmed in the beginning with not knowing how to do this. I loved the products that I was using, and I always wanted to make extra money, but I just didn't know how to. You know, you just kind of, you know, I had some great mentors, but I know the way I learn, and I know what's best for, you know, the way I learn. And so I had no system really to figure out how to do this. So I went to event after event after event, and then I became overwhelmed with all of the new tools. You know, the company provides such amazing tools, but then it just became, well, which one do I use? Do I use this? And then something new comes out, and do I use this? Now do I go to this? So for me, it was a matter of trying to figure out how to keep this something that was really simple so that I could literally guide myself first, because I didn't even understand building a team. It was about guiding myself in the beginning.
You also are a very, very organized, disciplined, detailed, methodical woman. So even though in your early career you did not have a system, I watched you go on to create one of the best systems I've ever seen someone create. And it is very simple, very duplicatable. I'm proud of what you've created for your team, and it shows up every day because your team duplicates. You have one of the largest teams in your company's history, a company that's almost a $1 billion company in direct sales and network marketing. So, you virtually didn't understand the pay plan early in your career. You were not placed in an ideal situation, and I know you've heard many people that they're unhappy, they complain, they whine, they're in the upside down bottom of the wrong leg going sideways. You've heard these situations before, correct?
Yes, I have.
Now, I happen to know you didn't even know where you were placed, right?
I did not know where I was placed. I didn't even know what that meant.
Well, it wasn't that important to you at that point, but you also didn't let that hinder your ability to build a business. Now, you heard me on a podcast of Susan Slies in June of 2011. You drove to Syracuse, New York, and you hired me in 2011. Now, when we started coaching about 3 months later, you would let me know your dissatisfaction, and you let me know that your commitment level, and you had committed that at some time in the future you weren't certain that you were definitely going to quit your job. Do you remember what it was like when we started coaching back in 2011?
I absolutely remember, Jeff, like you said, like it was yesterday.
Well, your career really started to change when your sister started to really collaborate with you. I was coaching her and one of her friends, C.G. Siddons. I started coaching them in 2011 in December. And the nucleus of your team started to form with your sister. I remember it like yesterday. She enrolled a woman named Vonnie. She enrolled many people. And you recruited some exceptional women in 2011 into 2012. Now, 2012 was really a breakthrough year for you, because that's the year that you put your job on hold. I remember that. Was that in April or May of 2012?
It was May.
May of 2012, and I believe you took a leave of absence.
What
provoked you to leave the security of a six-figure job, take the risk to start a business, and do it full-time with no safety net?
You know, Jeff, I was so determined, and I knew that I knew that I was gonna do something. I knew that I'd be able to create six figures. That's the extent of where my vision was at that point. If I could just make what I was making at my job, and you know, with the tax benefits, you don't really, when you have a job and you're making six figures, you're not really making six figures. So for me, I calculated right down to the penny of what I was making in my network marketing business and what I was taking home from my miserable job. And so I realized that I could leave at a certain point without, you know, so-called being like a six-figure income earner in network marketing. It was, for me, it was, what can I do in order to get out as quickly as I can? Because I was just so unhappy. And I remember you saying to me, when you're working in the summer, because I was off in the summer, you're not going to want to go back in September. And I remember going back and forth with you saying, no, I'll be fine. I'm just going to give it another 2 years or another year, or another whatever. And I just kept making excuses. And I remember going back in September and I thought, there's just no way I can do this for another 2 years. I would rather clean toilet bowls and waitress than to subject myself to being this unhappy on a daily basis. That's just how I felt. So I knew that if other people had already accomplished it, then there was no way that I wouldn't be able to. So it wasn't about comparing myself and saying, well, you know, they have this special skill, or they have this and they have that and I can't do that. It was, wow, if they could do this, then I could do this too.
Now, I also want to paint the picture for the way the picture really was. In this time frame, you were not plugged into a team. You did not have a mentor. You were not mentor dependent, and you didn't have anyone in your upline that really had a system. So you really started this on your own from scratch. You weren't in an ideal position in your company's pay plan. And in reality, there's no bad position in anyone's pay plan. I said ideal because sometimes you can attract someone who's already a successful upline who has an ideal situation that you can walk right into and you can plug and play. That's what you've created with your team now. People can walk into your business, follow a very simple system, and it enhances the probability of them achieving some level of success relatively early. You didn't have that advantage, and you didn't look at it as a disadvantage. Now, here's a place that you and I would challenge you and provoke you. A couple of situations I remember that you used to say to me is you would tell me that you couldn't quit your job and you would tell me you might go bankrupt. Now, I knew your net worth was pretty good at that time because you're a very good real estate investor, and I knew you had some assets. And I could relate to what you're saying because it's pretty common to start to focus on what you don't have. And it can be anxious when you factor walking away from a 20-year career where you have a safety net even though you don't like it. And I used to say to you over and over, Alexis, you have to make your move before you're ready. And I used to also tell you that when you make your first $3,000, you're going to quit your job. And you go, but I haven't matched my income. I said it will start to cost you money. Do you remember this, Erin?
Yes, I so remember that, Jeff, 100%.
What allowed you to quit, though? Because many people just don't have that kind of faith or that kind of courage or intestinal fortitude. You actually did walk away from your job, and you were making about $3,000, $4,000 a month.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was used to, I know this sounds terrible, but I was used to not making money in my job. So, I mean, I had just reached six figures after 18 years in education. Before that, it was $30,000 less for a long time. I mean, I was making $50,000, $60,000, and I thought that, you know, wow, I was really making a lot of money. So that's why I tutored. That's why I waitress. That's why I started a cleaning business because I knew that wasn't enough for me to want to live, you know, somewhat of a life that I wanted. You know, I wanted to travel and I wanted to do a lot of things that I couldn't do just on a teacher's.
Now, I picked up on that earlier in our conversation. That's character, not character defects, not character flaws, but character. I knew you had a certain level of character. I knew you had the hustle. I knew you had the desire. Because when I interviewed you early in our coaching, I did find out that you waitress. I also asked you questions. Do you pick up the tables late? I knew what that meant. When everyone else was going home or going out to get hammered, you would pick up the last tables. Your station may go from four tables till 12. Is that right?
Absolutely.
So you know I know what that meant.
Yes.
For as a matter of fact, I'm dining with my friend Michael Garozzo. For 2 years, Michael and I waited, and you'll relate to this, Michael and I waited lunches at a place called Don Pepe's on the Country Club Plaza in Kansas City. The owner, Don Pepe, used to be the chef for Aristotle Onassis. Boat, the Christina, on the yacht, this gigantic yacht. And Michael and I used to wait tables, 12 tables every lunch, no busboy. Now, you can understand what that meant, right?
Yes.
So we routinely would make $200 a day for lunch and then go wait tables at a five-star restaurant. He, like me, had that hustle. I knew you had that in you. And I knew that if you really started to find your way in network marketing, you would be successful. Now, I didn't know that you would be as successful that you are, but here's what I picked up in your character. You were organized. You were disciplined. You were detailed. You were systemized, and you passed the toilet paper test over the top.
And the show towels.
The show towels. Don't touch the show towels. You don't. The show towels are for show. They're not to use. So
yes.
that was some of the tests you passed. I knew you had that kind of character in you. Now, where you are today, did you ever have a vision that you would be where you are today?
For me, it was bite-sized goals, Jeff. I just said to somebody today, I did not walk into this business and say, geez, I'd really like to be a millionaire. I would really like to not have to waitress Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday night. That was my first goal. And then, you know, so it wasn't, I really like to be a millionaire. It was bite-sized goals for me. It was something that I knew I could accomplish. If I accomplished one, I knew I could accomplish the next and the next and the next. And then when I accomplished making, you know, leaving my job, and then, you know, the compound effect, like you always say, happened. And that's when I started to say, wow, like now I'm at the point where if I can max out two centers, I can max out three. If I can max out three, I can max out four. I know exactly what I need to do and how I need to hustle and build my business. Now
okay, so,
it's just
right.
natural.
The yeah. nucleus of your team. So it all started to come together for you. Now, this is what most people don't have happen. Remember when we were back in New Orleans in January? When you and
yes.
I were there, there was Pete and Wendy were there, and then there was a young man named Zach DeRocher was there. He was the host of the event. I watched him in this year really start to bring his enterprise together. He's got he has the nucleus of his team. I coached Wendy today. Her and Pete have the nucleus of a team. One of your teammates, Vicki Pollack, came to one of my advanced events, Breakthroughs to Success, with four of her teammates, the nucleus of her team. What most people don't grasp or understand, if they're 2 to 4 people away from their first $40,000 to $60,000 a month income in a leveraged business. Now, it didn't happen early for you. It happened when you were ready. It really started to happen to you at the very end of year 3 and into year 4. It means you paid the dues. The nucleus of your team became your sister Tara and C.G. Siddons, Don Ferrantino, who you went to high school with, Joe Alonzo, who you knew from back in the day. And it started to come together with some of the people that you knew and knew of. I mean, that became the nucleus of the team. I used to do events for you once a month in Weehawken and Jersey City and some of the places back then. And those people really became the nucleus of that team that created the compounded effect. I remember like yesterday, some of those events we did in 2012 – we did the event right before the Hurricane Sandy with Susan Sly. You had 120 people then, 250, 300. I mean, the compounded effect really happened for a few main reasons, but most importantly, this. You were one of the most consistent, everyday producers that I've ever had the privilege of coaching, mentoring, and collaborating with. You and Susan Sly really have those type of qualities. Now, do you remember back in the day when you go, Jeff, what is wrong with these people? Do you remember this?
Yes, I do, Jeff.
And you would say, I don't understand these people. And I would say, you have to understand them because they're predictable. Right. Now, can you share with some of the people some of the most common traits that you've seen in the people that you've mentored? And you have mentored a lot of people in the last 6 years who have gone on to become six and a couple that are seven-figure income earners in your team. What are some of the traits that you look for in people to be your top-tier teammates that you're going to spend quality time with?
Yeah, I mean, coachable, you know, being open, leaving your ego at the door.
That eliminated 95% of the population.
Yes. you know, really committing, determined, you know, I mean, I know you used to always say, you know, this person has the juice, and I remember saying that about certain people. Actually, Vicki was one of them. You know, my
and she thinking, has the edge too.
Yes, she has a little bit of an edge.
A good edge.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's, you know, she's just committed. I have so many committed people on my team, and the one thing that I love about our team is that it's fun. You know, I mean, yeah, there's time to be serious, but for the most part, we have fun, we laugh, you know, we're not building in, you know, in this fear and anxiety. Do people go through challenges? 100%. We've all gone through challenges, some doubt, some fear, but for the most part, as a whole, our team is really, we just have a lot of fun, and I think that because we have systems in place and, you know, the how-tos, that we're able to really help people with working on their mindset.
That is absolutely correct. And also, you have a system. Now, early in our coaching, you were resistant about social media. I'll never forget you had said statements like, well, I'm a shy person. I'm not sure if I want to put myself out there. And that was relatively early in internet marketing. You have gone on to become an exceptional internet marketing professional. I mean, the way your content, you've attracted some great people in your own campaigns. You have more leads than time. One of the email campaigns that you wrote, you attracted a woman, a mom who went on to max out the compensation plan. I mean, you became skilled at your profession. Can you cover a little bit about that, about how you were able to let go of some of your anxieties? Because people have this every day. I hear this term. I'm not sure if I – can you finish it?
If I can put myself out there.
Right. And I'm like, do you remember what I asked you, where is out there?
Yes, where is out there, Alexis?
Is that in Hoboken stratosphere? Is that like out there? I mean, can you – how are you able to overcome that anxiety about being able to – write good content, be able to deliver, be able to do videos for yourself, be able to take pictures, do poses, some of these situations that were not comfortable for you early in your career?
Well, you know, when I took myself out of the equation, and I remember you saying to me when I put a post up after our coaching call, and you said, people deserve to hear what you have to say, and you could impact other people. And so for me, when I take myself out of the equation, then it's easier for me to, quote unquote, put myself out there. But I'm always willing to do what's required in order to reach the goal that I want to reach. So, you know, for example, I don't like to do videos, Jeff. It's just something that everyone probably knows. I don't like to do videos. If I had to do them in order to build my business, you best believe I would be putting a video out every single day. So for me, it was, you know, the beginning of Facebook, putting posts up and being consistent about it. And, you know, there were crickets on my Facebook. I mean, sometimes my sister and CG didn't even respond, you know, but we all kind of worked together with that, and we kind of started to create some kind of little system that, you know, within the three of us. But it was really about taking myself out of the equation and just being who I am rather than pretending I'm somebody that I'm not. And so, you know, being relatable to people and just being, you know, having my own voice.
Well, you're a perfect example of someone that has overcome some stories and some anxiety. And, I mean, you haven't only succeeded, you've crushed it. I mean, you've gone on to become a multiple 6- and 7-figure income earner. You own multiple businesses, and you're a role model for many people, especially men and women who think they have to be this great leader and they have to be a great voice or have to have a large personality. You've been able to achieve your dreams and your goals by staying yourself. But one of the situations that really sets you apart is your discipline. Can you share with people a little bit about how important it is to be disciplined and what that would really mean for someone to create that kind of habit and what it would do for them?
Well, for me, I cannot work in chaos. I can't work with dishes in the sink. I can't work with clothes in the dryer. Like, everything has to be in its place in order for me to feel peaceful and grounded and ready to work. So also, you know, besides being structured and organized, you know, being disciplined is I have things that I want to accomplish in my life, and there's no other way to accomplish them unless I was committed and disciplined. So there was just, it just becomes, it's just a, it's who I am. There's no, you know, there's no question about how, it's just who I am. So I wake up and I'm just disciplined, I'm organized, I'm structured, I'm motivated. I don't need anybody to motivate me. I go to events because it builds my belief and still continues to build my belief, but I don't require them to motivate me to build my business because I'm the only one who can do that for me.
Well, this is one of those questions, one of those how do I questions. It amazes people go, I know you don't like how do I. What they don't understand is not that I don't like how do I. It's that how do I doesn't give most people an answer. How do I is the neocortex of the left brain, the overwhelmed analytical brain that wants a recipe, which is not going to be the recipe to success. It's never how do I, it's why don't I. it really, when explaining discipline or breaking down discipline and character, and then pride and dignity, it really comes down to why aren't you disciplined? The reason that most people aren't disciplined because it would contradict their struggle. Now, you and I have witnessed a large percent of the population in network marketing, direct sales, internet marketing, real estate, and you've spoken at many conferences, shared the stage with me at several also, and you have witnessed that success really breaks down to the law of the few. What are the few character traits and skills that you see people that you've mentored break through and start to have success in a 6-month, 12-month, 18-month, 24-month period?
Letting go of worrying about what other people think.
Letting go is a whole subject in itself.
Well, yes, absolutely.
How do I?
Still
how
working
do
on
I?
That. but I think a lot of people have fear of what other people's opinions are of them. And if you're, you know, when we're building this business, because it's so new to that person, and it's also probably new to their network and they just don't understand it. But, you know, what I always like people to see is that it doesn't really matter what they think, because though they're not paying your bills, they're not, you know, taking your family on a vacation, they're not, you know, getting you out of a job that you might be unhappy in. So I think that's number one, could be one of the many number one fears, is what people might think of them because they're building this thing. Because they just don't understand it.
They don't. And then they don't. What also, most people don't understand that a leverage business, there's more to it than sharing. I mean, sharing,
right.
Sharing is a interesting word, but what most people don't grasp about a leverage business is that there are attraction skills. Now, you have really, in the last 2, 3, 4, 5 years, developed a lot of your quality time to attending Dr. Joe Dispenza's events. You've been to Louise Hay events. You do yoga retreats. And I know you go there not only for the relaxation, for the connections, the collaboration, but also to really learn. I would like you to share on the science of attraction, because you have broken through and really cracked the code on that. If you look at your team, it's filled with multiple six-figure income earners, C.G. Siddons, Tara Romano, Don Ferrantino. I mean, you go down the list, and then you have new people. This year, they're going to have their first six-figure income. Now, can you break down just the basics of the science of attraction and how people can start to change their attractor factor for the listeners tonight? I know it's a complicated question.
It is a complicated question, but to simplify it, it's just I don't believe that you can fake it. I don't believe you can fake how you feel. So if you're feeling miserable on a daily basis, if you're feeling, you know, if you have fear and you're ridden with anxiety, or you're full of anger or resentment, then that is what you're going to attract, because, you know, we learned that from the Millionaire Blueprint with Dr. Joe Dispenza, you know, beyond the law of attraction, you know, the energy that you're giving off is what you're going to attract back to you. So if you're in fear and anxiety, you're going to attract, and I see it all the time in people's businesses. They attract what they're feeling. You know, and so
why is this happening to me? I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening. Can you rescue me?
And you know what, Jeff? It's funny, because you see it happening, and you know, like, exactly the energy that people are giving off, and you see the people that they're attracting, and then when they have that breakthrough moment, when that light bulb goes off, and they realize that what they're feeling is what they're getting, it's amazing for me to watch. You know, saying, I get it. I totally get it now. I see what I've been doing and how I'm attracting the team that I've built. I mean, my team from the beginning is not the team. When I first started, I created chaos because I was in chaos. I was unorganized, not unorganized, but not knowing what to do. So I was attracting people into my business that I didn't know what to do with them.
Right. You were, as a human being, you were organized and disciplined, but you were directionless, is what it really was,
right,
in your business. It's not that you were. It's not so much that you were in chaos, that you were directionless. And when I started coaching you, we started to really break that down and what that would look like. So you really did build your system from scratch, and I mean just from absolute scratch. Now, early in your career, your sister and C.G. Siddons were very instrumental in your breakthroughs. Your sister, I watched her, and she's a remarkable woman. She's going to be sharing the stage with me at the Millionaire Blueprint this summer, and she's earned it. I mean, she's a seven-figure income earner in two businesses, remarkable woman. She gets thousands of views on some of her dance techniques and her dance models. I mean, she's a fantastic businesswoman. And she was really instrumental in your breakthrough, but she was not an overnight success. What did you see your sister go through early in her career, and then what turned the corner for her?
Well, you know, my sister is one of the hardest working women you'll ever know. She, you know, and so I knew that when she understood and she got it, that she was going to be successful because she's just one of the hardest working women. So, and you know, she's got the juice, she's got the edge. And so none of us, me, CG, and my sister were not overnight successes at all. So because we all didn't know what we were doing, we were kind of, you know, just going along trying to figure it out, but we kept going along trying to figure it out. We didn't quit. We didn't give up. We were consistent even when no one was watching, no one was following. The three of us just kind of plugged along until we started to figure it out. We started working with you and we started having our breakthroughs and started to understand that not everyone is going to build this business, and learning how to read people better. And you know, meeting people where they are without resentment, because some people, their light bulb just doesn't go off when you want it to go off. So if you're, and I remember saying this, that this is the way I was when I was a counselor, like my door is always open, but you can't hang out in my office while you should be in class. So you're either going to do something or you have to go back. And so it's the same thing, but my door is open. So when you're ready to come back and talk or whatever the case may be, then let's get to work. And it's the same with your network marketing business, because, you know, people always come back. And, you know, Vicky's a perfect example. I met Vicky 7 years ago. She just did the program. And if I didn't keep my door open and was consistent on Facebook, she wouldn't be in my business today.
And you also didn't beg or chase her or stalk her either.
No, I didn't beg. I mean, I did probably my sister, but she's my sister, so I just knew my sister was going to do this, so she had no choice. But I think that people, you know, they just cut people off without understanding that, you know, they have doubt, they had fears, they have challenges, but they may, at some point, their life may change, in whether 6 months, a year, or even 5 years from now.
That's absolutely correct. And you've attracted some really exceptional people. As I said, the law of attraction really breaks down to the science of attraction. It's an absolute skill. And what happens to most people is they live in an overwhelmed anxiety. They're undisciplined, they're unorganized, and they're not detail conscious. What most of society is conflict conscious. They create conflict for themselves, they create conflict for others, and they live in chaos and drama, and they don't have the discipline to succeed, because success would contradict their overwhelmed state. Success has many moving parts, and you can't master the moving parts in an overwhelmed state. That eliminates a large percent of society because they wing it. They don't have a system. They're not detailed. And then they'll look at people like you and me, and they'll misread us, and they'll go, oh, wow, they're OCD. They're anal. Not really. That's not it at all. It means that we understand that to be and stay successful, there must be a simple method to the process. And that's what you were able to do for your team. You have a system. I mean, your team is really a byproduct of not only that system, but the collective consciousness that you've been able to create in a unit. And as you know, there are people who are rebellious in units and people who don't want to follow a system. And you and I have discussed this before, and that's free enterprise. And as in business, you know, you have to learn that your teammates are not your employees, and you're going to encounter renegades, people who are they're so complicated they can't duplicate. And I wrote a post earlier tonight, Alexis, is you can't duplicate complication. You can duplicate simplicity, and you have really mastered that. Now, your business has allowed you to really live the good life, and I've watched you in a very humble way be able to live that good life. And I know that going to events has been really a key precedence for you. What is going to events with, like, Dr. Joe Dispenza's events, his progressive and his advanced workshops, done for you in the last 2 years, along with the Louise Hay events?
Well, I started my personal and spiritual journey when very young age, like 18 years old. So for me, I've had all of these, you know, books, and not Dr. Joe, but Louise Hay. I've Marianne Williamson, all of these spiritual and leaders. And so I remember always saying to myself, and this was on a vision board that I had years ago, that when I made money, I was going to travel the world for my spiritual journey. And so this is a byproduct of it. And it helps me understand that, you know, we're constantly expanding. This isn't it. Like, even though I got to a level in my network marketing business, there's still more. And so I'm always searching for more, and I'm always looking, you know, for answers to some questions that I might have had when I was 18 or 20. And so it's just a constant journey for me. And it keeps me grounded in what I'm doing, and just brings me more peace.
You and I had the privilege of dining with Dr. Joe a couple of weeks ago. What was that experience like for you to sit there with one of the world's greatest neuroscientists for a couple of hours?
It was amazing. It was just, I mean, like I said at the event, he's like a normal genius. Like, he just felt like he was, you know, like a part of the family, hanging out, speaking to a genius. Like, I don't know how else to describe it. It was an incredible opportunity to be able to have dinner with him like that. So,
well, his content is it's beyond off the charts, because you've practiced some of that discipline. Now, you've attended one of his events where there's a meditation, right?
Yeah, his events workshops are just straight meditation.
What is being able to silence the inner critic, silence some of your inner chatter, really being able to learn the inner discipline of meditation, what has that done for you spiritually and as a businesswoman?
Well, it pauses me in throughout the day. So, and it's you know, I still have, obviously, and still have chatter. I work on it every morning. It's I've committed myself, because I remember Joe Dispenza saying, well, of course you'd probably want to stay in bed a little later, but I guess you're in love with your past more than your future. And I thought, ugh, all right, I got to get up. I mean, I got to get up earlier, and I got to do this, because no, I'm not in love with my past more than I want my future. So, it gets me up, and I'm ready to sit. And I never thought I'd be able to sit for an hour in the morning and meditate, but and of course my mind wanders, but I have a morning routine that's different than what my normal morning routine used to be. So my morning routine after my meditation is I get myself situated with making my bed and taking my supplements and doing all of those things that I did without meditation, but now it's just more peaceful to go through it in the morning, and I'm more aware of I'm not robotic.
You're very systemized, you're very organized, and most importantly, you're very relaxed. And that came after leaving your career. Do you remember what it was like in 2012 before you left your job? Early 2012, how much anxiety you would experience on a Sunday night?
Oh, it was horrific.
What's the difference between Sunday night then and 5 years later?
Oh, my God. I mean, everything is different. My whole body feels different. I think differently. I'm grateful beyond belief. Like, I mean, I wake up and I look out my window and I think this is the view that I've always wanted to have from when I was young, I used to want a view of the city. Like, that was what I wanted. And, you know, I wake up and there it is. And so I'm grateful for everything that I have. And I want to be able to, you know, see others have the life that they deserve to have. And that brings me joy.
Well, the transformation is a simple process, but there are details to it. And what most people do is they complicate the simplicity and they don't master the details. And unfortunately, that's what happens to a large percent of the population. I don't know if you ever – do you remember Ben Brownsberger? Do you ever see him in any of my events?
I do remember, yes.
Well, Ben spoke for me this last Saturday in Boston, and it was so awesome to reconnect with him. And he's a neurophysiologist. He consults with NFL teams and NHL teams. And he was conveying to the audience with Abby O'Neill's team about all the challenges he's been through in his life, but he talked about having his vision. And he knew that when he left college, he wasn't going to play in the National Football League, but he knew that he was going to create his career in being a healer with sports athletes. And he really stressed the importance of that vision. So you are actually living your vision. One of the top people you ever mentored, who I had the privilege of also mentoring simultaneously, was a young woman named C.G. Siddons. Now, you have had a tremendous impact on her life. Now, I remember in 2012 in Phoenix with my table right by the elevator. I know you remember it like yesterday. C.G. was wearing flip-flops. I just remember who she was then. She is not the woman then that she is today. Now, you watched her. And she was going through some challenges in her life. She didn't want to be a bartender. She had a college degree. She was in that make or break stage in her life. What did you see she do in 2012 that allowed her to become the woman that she is today?
Well, she's so committed. I mean, she's so committed to, she was committed to changing.
Yes,
no matter
right.
what. She did everything you could possibly imagine someone would do in order to change whatever circumstances she was in.
I was part of that imagination. I was guiding her to some stories.
There was no doubt that she was going to, I mean, she's still transforming. So, you know, always willing to change, always willing to grow. You know, I think just the three of, like, the way we started is the way we're still continuing. We're all three of us, me and my sister CG, always continue to grow. And I watch CG like change, like, I mean, still to this day, it's hard to explain because there's so much, but just willing to do anything.
And she was willing to invest whatever she had to invest, whether she had to borrow it, earn it, find it, sell for it. She was willing to, she was a very, very unique, rare individual. Now, she went to many events with you. It was just you and her early in your career. It would be you and her at some of the major events. For about a year, you and her. She was your top student. Then I watched, and this is what anyone on the call can grasp from the story that we're going to share with them, that not only can anyone do this, everyone can be this, but you'd have to be willing to pay the price. But most importantly, there's more than paying the price. You have to understand the price. Then you have to grasp what it really means to commit. And then while you're committing, you have to integrate it. It's not something you can do half-assed. It's not something you can wish it happens. It requires the daily discipline. It's not work. It's effort. And it's the type of effort that is spiritual and emotional that only a few people actually stay in the game long enough to master, because their self-talk talks them out of that simplicity. And they spend too much time in how do I don't understand, I don't know, I guess, kind of, sort of. Now, I watched, you and I watched CG, and anyone on this call could do this, and this is what I cover. It's the 6 months to 12 months. I watched CG go from $500 a month to multiple five figures in a calendar month in 12 months, because she changed what she attracted, because she changed the way she spoke, the way she felt, and the way she communicated. I mean, she really started to practice the essence of letting go. Now, letting go is, it's a simple yet complex subject. If you were going to explain letting go, how would you explain that to the listening audience? What does it mean to let go?
We were just talking about this yesterday.
I know, it's just nebulous two words that very few people can articulate, and you're someone who lives it.
It's just so hard to explain, Jeff, because I think it's a feeling. I mean, I remember going through some challenges, you know, in my younger years, and reading all these books on letting go, and I thought, all right, well, I'm never going to let go. It's just never going to happen. Let me see if I can read this book and figure out what it means to let go. And then it's just you wake up feeling different knowing that you've let go. I don't know if that makes any sense, but it's just no longer holds you hostage.
Right. I'll add a little to that. Letting go, it is one of the most interesting and, if you haven't lived it, challenging statements to break down. But broken down, letting go means the ability to separate feelings from events. This is why I spend so much time with my clients and understanding the events that shape your feelings. And Alexis, you've coached with me for 3 years, and I've coached literally in the hundreds into the thousands of your teammates. And letting go means letting go of the feelings that shape your events. And then when you separate your feelings, then you're not the mind-body connection to the events. I was coaching a woman today, Alexis, and you'll understand this. She told me she was congested and stopped up. And I asked her, who was she stuffing? And she goes, huh? And so after breaking this down with her, she let her mother visit her for the weekend, and she didn't have the boundaries that she knows she's capable of, and that conflict and then the guilt and resentment created the hay fever syndrome, meaning the brain creates a placebo, and then the body starts to run the brain. Now, you understand that because you spent, like, world-class quality time understanding quantum physics, mastering it, and training with the great Joe Dispenza. But that's really the essence of letting go, is being able to, in metacognition, see a situation for what it is, remove yourself from it so you're not the issue. And this is why people have so many challenges prospecting, because they open their mouth and they start talking. And they think they're supposed to explain rather than to qualify, and then their low self-esteem gets in the way of their result. And then that low self-esteem then fulfills the neurochemical addiction that they're emotionally addicted to, and then they can't let go because that's their identity. Remember when Dr. Joe 2 years ago said your personality is a direct reflection of your personal reality?
Yes.
I mean, wasn't that classic?
Yes, absolutely was.
But as you see, most people choose to hold on to what they hold on to because it validates their story. Their story creates their identity is their story, and there's no separation from their identity and their story. And this is why so many people that you and I see, watch, and coach, they continue to struggle. And struggle is such a non-noble existence that people continue to perpetuate, because it gives them an emotional high and a low. It gives them the high-low and the dull-high. And that's why so many people stay in pain. They struggle. They do the same thing over and over. Now, you have started to create some really, really exciting new products. I'm really honored and proud to see that you have some new products coming out, and we're going to be promoting some of them for you through our internet marketing list and team, and I'm really honored to do that. Can you share with the folks what you've started to do here as a businesswoman, as you're going from being a multi-business owner also to, I know you're not a coach, but you also have some great intellectual property. What have you started to develop for free enterprise for the people who are looking for a way to enhance their skills?
Well, Jeff, like I said in the beginning of the call, when I first started, I had no idea what I was doing. I had some great mentors that helped me, but not in, you know, I still needed a system so that I could really just kind of plug and play like I do now. So, you know, I've created these 6 simple systems for myself and then for my team, and they developed over the years with some tweaking, and I never taught them outside of my team. But, you know, being where I am now and thinking about how fortunate we all are to have these in place so that we can just, you know, kind of plug and play, like you said, we have the blueprint, and I wanted to be able to share that with other people, not just in my company, but in other network marketing companies, because keeping things really simple
will help you create, you know, a business where it's duplicatable, you know, and you're, you know, you shine with your personality, not with, the blueprint. So I'm offering, you know, I'm a teacher at heart. That's just, I love to teach. I love to train. And so I'm offering a 6-week webinar training course on my six simple systems. So I'm really excited about it because, like I said, I just remember not knowing what the next step was. And as much as, you know, companies have things in place, sometimes it gets overwhelming with all of the different things and not having something really simple that you can just kind of plug into.
One of the most challenging situations for the new associate distributor or entrepreneur in network marketing and direct sales is they get overloaded with so many different ideas. And then they complicate complication and they overlook simplicity. And your system really, really assists people to understand the simplicity of a system. So one more time, where can they find out? Where can they purchase these products?
Well, we have a special link that you can go to alexisromano.com/Jeff for tonight's call. And what that's going to include is the 6-week digital webinar that I'll be doing with the full ebook of the six simple systems. And also we're throwing in my Facebook webinar that I did with, you know, when we did that last year, Jeff. So the Facebook webinar training is in there. And then also the very first product that I created was the Simple Systems to Success, which is how I organize my business with the three-way, with my daily planner and three-way calls and prospecting. So that is all included, and you can find it at alexisromano.com/Jeff. And then we also have a free printed workbook upgrade that you saw at the Millionaire Blueprint, Jeff, which – I was really excited about because it just came out so great, and it's thick, it's easy to flip through, and the systems are all in place, ready to go. So that's the offer for tonight, and the coaching program is going to be $12.97 or 3 payments for $4.99. So, and then a bonus of an upgrade.
That is a great value. Alexis Romano, thank you very much for being on tonight's call. I mean, you're approaching 10 times on this call. You've been on here many times. It's always my honor and privilege to have you here. I want to thank you for being a fabulous guest tonight. Everyone, that is Alexis Romano. She gave you a fabulous value. Feel free to take advantage of that. I'll be on here next Tuesday night, 2 weeks from tonight. Alexis Romano's sister, Tara Romano, will be my guest speaker. I have Jennifer Corliss Trinkner lined up for later in the early summer and a whole host of other exceptional internet marketers, direct sales, entrepreneurs, and great speakers lined up for you in the next few months. Thank you very much, everyone. Have an extremely strong month of May. We're into the spring and summer of 2017. Have a great evening, everyone. Thank you, Alexis.
Thank you, Jeff.